We seem to have had one bank holiday after another recently. And as we head into the last one for a while, I'm sure we're all hoping for a few hot, sunny days to make the most of it. Whether we get the sun or not, some of Exeter's parks are going to be getting a fair amount of water too, as Heavytree opens its paddling pool for the summer and St Thomas, where Colette and I live, sees the unveiling of a new splash park. We're fully expecting to be listening to the sound of children enjoying themselves for the rest of the summer. In the Bible, sources of water were often seen as places to meet and gather. It was at a well that Jesus met with a Samaritan woman. Unusually, she'd come to the well at noon, enduring the harsh midday sun as she worked to draw her water. This particular woman was an outcast even in her own village, and as a Samaritan, she had become a reject even amongst rejects. Except to Jesus. He sat with her, talked with her, accepted her, offered her the living water of forgiveness and new life. The transformation in the woman was startling. For those at the bottom of the pile, kindness can be such a rare commodity that, when it's shown, it becomes the most precious of gifts. We probably know a Samaritan woman, an outsider through circumstance or misfortune, and we are certainly capable of kindness. If we can bring those two things together, then we too could see lives transformed. Today, you can make a difference.